Okay, here we go. Let's go back to your childhood in Hollywood.
I was born in Hollywood in 1928. We lived there until I probably was four, I guess. I think about four when we moved to North Hollywood, and why that, I don't know why that was. But I was in that house during the Long Beach earthquake.
Oh, wow. Do you remember the earthquake?
Yes, I do. There was a fish pond in the front porch, if you can imagine, and the water all slopped out of it. My sister was a baby, and we all ran out onto the front lawn, and there was a discussion between my mother and father about the baby, so somebody went back in, I guess, and got her.
You go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a baby in there. Anyway, we were in that house maybe a year, I guess, and then we moved to Indio, where my father had date property. I started kindergarten there, had pink eye, which was horrendous. Desert pink eye is different than regular pink eye.
Yeah, really?
My parents took me to Loma Linda Hospital, and the doctor said I would be blind. They said I had glaucoma and I would be blind.
Oh, my.
Which, of course, wasn't true. We were there a year. I said I was in kindergarten. Then we moved to Idlewild, where I was in first, second, and part of third grade in a one-room schoolhouse. There were five grades in the one room, and the first, second, and third grade were in the teacher's kitchen. The teachers had to be a married couple. I said I was in part of third grade because I skipped third grade, because there were three of us in third grade, a 14-year-old girl,
oh my,
a boy who was blind, and me.
Oh,
so they skipped me. My mother didn't like that way I told that, but that's the way I remember it. And then we moved back to Los Angeles, back to Hollywood, and I started fourth grade at Gardner Street School. And the first three people that I met, Pat and Shirley and Gloria, were my friends until all of their deaths in recent years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and then we collected a few more in junior high and then a few more in high school, and all of us stayed together until.
And how many of them are left?
There might be five.
Well,
that's my good. Friend Bobby, who just moved to Colorado. She came in high school. Anyway,
you said also before that the house that you lived in Indio is still there. Your dad built it.
No, not that house.
Oh, okay.
No, he built the house. He helped build the house in Idlewild.
Is that house still there? Do you know?
Yes, it is. In fact, last year Bobby and I drove up there just for the day, and I couldn't actually see it, but you could tell that something was going on that they were going to remodel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may not still be there now, but it was as of like a year ago.
Huh. So when you went to UCLA, what did you major in?
Apparel design.
Apparel design. And that's where you met your husband?
Yes.
And tell us about when you met him.
Oh, gosh. one of my sorority sisters had been telling me about him for a while.
Oh. She had her eye on him?
Well, she did, except she was going with his fraternity brother.
Okay.
And later married him, so. Yeah. But if it hadn't been for him, yes. But what she didn't know was that the two of them would not have worked.
Yeah.
She was a pistol. Anyway, so.
What sorority were you in?
Alpha Phi. So the time came, I had been going with somebody else who dumped me on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's a perfect time to do that.
Yeah, right. So I was devastated, and so I came and cried on my parents' shoulders and said, I want to leave. I'm out of here. I didn't do that. But so 7 days later, I met Bob McIntyre. And a week after that, we were engaged to be married.
Wow.
And my mother, of course, thought that was on rebound. And so up to the day I got married, she said, "Are you really sure about this?"
And you were engaged a week after? And then when were you married?
In August.
The same year?
Same year, yeah.
Wow. Bob had been in the service, right?
He had been in the service, so yeah. He was 25 and I was 20. And we were still in school. We had a semester to finish, which we did.
Uh-huh. And where did you live?
My parents, on the place where I grew up, there was multiple properties, so they fixed up the garage apartment, which was just darling, and gave it to us as a wedding present for a year. Well, we were only there until May of that year, from August to May. But it was great because, as I said, we were in school. Bob's sister was pregnant and deathly ill, as she was with all three of her kids. But this was the first. So she came, stayed in our one bedroom. We slept on the pull-down sofa in the living room while going to school.
Yeah.
And my mother took care of her.
Oh, wow. How nice.
She couldn't eat anything but what she, whatever. My mother was right there.
Pickles and ice cream.
Yeah, no. Oh, gosh, I don't think she had anything.
Something
anyway,
bland.
She, so that was.
And what year was that you were married?
1949. And while she was there, because I was majoring in apparel design, I made sport coats for all the men in my family for Christmas that year.
Oh my.
There were three or four, Bob, my father, my uncle, and Bob's father, four. I had a leather class, so I made leather purses for my mother and somebody else. And today I think, how in the world did I, I don't know how I did it, because I don't even know where the sewing machine was. It was.
Yeah.
But another thing that happened in that little apartment, I mentioned one of my lifetime friends, Pat. She and her husband lived in, my parents called it the rear house. And they had to live with her parents for a while. And so the morning that their first son was born, they threw rocks at our window to let us know they were on the way to the hospital. I mean, that's a memory that just comes back to me. I can't think of anything else.
Well, when you married Bob, then where did you, after the little apartment, where did you go?
his first job that he got, we went all over. He majored in city planning. And so we went all over. We went to Santa Barbara, Ventura.
Were these jobs he had?
No. Just looking.
Looking, okay.
And ended up in Pomona with the job of assistant city planner.
Uh-huh.
And we were there from May of 50 to August of 51. And he realized that was not what he wanted to spend his life doing.
How'd you feel about that, that he was going to...
Leave. Oh, I didn't care what he did.
You know? Okay.
I mean, I'd go with him wherever.
Okay.
Our daughter was born in Pomona. We left there when she was 3 months old and moved to Montrose. And he got a... Oh, the reason we moved was my father had his own business, and I can't remember, he sold it or gave it away or something. I don't remember what he did, but anyway, he at that time was working for another engineering company, and he thought it would be a good fit for Bob. So we went, well, it wasn't as it turned out, but it took a while to figure that out. They both left pretty much at the same time. And my father just retired, but it took Bob a year to find the next job.
Wow.
Fortunately, my parents were nearby. They had moved to La Cañada. So Montrose and La Cañada are close. And he interviewed all over the country, actually. And ended up... going to the gas company, but I don't know, I can't remember how this went, but I had a shower for my group of high school friends, actually for one of them, and one of them worked at the gas company, and she worked for the head of the person that hires everybody. I forget what, you know, now it has a different name.
Human Resources?
Now that
wouldn't have been called that then.
No, it wasn't. But anyway, so she suggested that he talk to him. Well, he already had talked to that guy. And what she and I didn't know was that he already was in the...
candidate pool?
Yes, thank you. They made a job for him because they wanted him, but they didn't have something that just was the right thing. So he started out as sales manager, and anyway, he got the job. My father said, "The gas company, why would you, that's a utility, why would you want to work for them?" And he fortunately lived long enough to see that it was a good idea.
It's a good idea, yeah.
So, anyway.
And Bob, as he moved up, you lived in Newport for a while.
Oh, just 2 years on a temporary job assignment. And at that time, he was sales manager of Orange County.
Uh-huh.
And, the people... that he was the man he was replacing had a welcome party for us. And of course, the division manager was there, and his name was Kennedy. His first name. And his wife, I can't remember their names. Anyway, his wife sat down next to me on the sofa and was quizzing me about, you know, where I grew up and stuff. She went to high school with my mother and father.
Oh, my.
Which was Hollywood High.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a fun time, fun 2 years.
Yeah.
And then we moved back to La Crescenta to the same house that we had left. And then the rest is history about that.
But the history is Bob moved up and became head of the Southern California Gas Company.
Right.
And you traveled a lot?
Yes, business and pleasure, yeah. Mm-hmm. But a lot of business travel. Yeah.
And meanwhile, Julie was growing up, and she went to UCLA, and she became an attorney and married a nice guy.
Another attorney.
Yeah, another attorney. Now, you said your parents both went to Hollywood High. So
right.
How long has your family been in Southern California?
Oh, well, I'm third generation. My father's father taught at Hollywood High.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he was the chairman of the physics department.
And you said you used to visit your grandmother in Santa Ana?
My
great-grandmother.
My father's grandmother on his mother's side. Yes, I think I was 12 or 13 when she died.
And she lived on what street?
I think it was Ross and 3rd.
Uh-huh.
I tried to find it when we were down at the beach, and I had the feeling I was in the right place, but there were big buildings there now, so.
Do you know where they came from?
Iowa, yes.
So
everybody on both sides came
from
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yes.
Okay.
My mother's probably great-grandfather and my father's great-grandfather were in the Civil War at the same time and in Andersonville Prison together.
Oh, my.
But they didn't know each other, yeah. As far as we know.
Yeah. And then they went home to Iowa and then came to California.
And, yeah.
And what did they do? Do you know when they came to California?
No.
No.
18-something, but
yeah, because so many of the people, isn't that the time they came and they had farms and orchards and stuff, but there was other things.
I don't think they were farm. Well, my grandmother's, on my mother's side, might have been farmers,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think the others were.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather, who taught at Hollywood High, graduated from Cal Berkeley in 1900.
Wow. Okay, so then tell me more about your travels with Bob, because Julie was growing up, and well, before that, you have 2 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren now?
Now.
Yeah.
I didn't then.
No, of course not. I hope not. Yeah, but Julie had 2 children.
Right.
Gray and Emily. And now Emily has...
In the 80s, mid-80s, yeah.
Yeah, and then Gray and Kenna have Kai.
Who's 6.
Uh-huh, and then what about Emily's little girls?
Quinn and Shay. Quinn is 3.5 and Shay is 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily's husband is Chinese,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Handsome.
And he's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I love him to death.
Yeah.
He has a way about him that he just knows if I'm uncomfortable, and he just is, I know that he's always right there.
Yeah. Isn't that lovely?
He just, he does it very quietly. He doesn't make a big thing of it.
Yeah.
We had Thanksgiving at a Chinese restaurant in Irvine, which was wonderful. But, you know, it was, oh, my gosh, it was so loud and full and crowded. And he just maneuvers himself to sit right here.
That's nice. We'll go back to Bob and some of the travels that you did with the gas company. Because I know you had a driver for a while that would pick you up and take you to different events.
Yeah, we had the last 10 years of his work, we had a driver.
And he worked with, wasn't the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce and the Japanese, what was the Japanese group that
he worked? That was one of his many volunteer activities.
Okay.
That, He was the chairman of Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce in 1984, the year of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on the Olympic Committee, which was really fun for us, for me.
Yeah.
But our travels took us to Japan 8 times in 3 years.
Wow.
Fabulous, fabulous.
And why was he going to Japan?
The gas company had a reciprocal agreement with Tokyo Gas and Osaka Gas, where they traded people and information and mm-hmm. studies and technical stuff, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I know Bob got a special award from the Emperor of Japan that it was only given before that to Japanese. Why did he get that?
No, President Reagan got it.
Oh.
And it was for furthering relations between the Japanese and Americans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened there was that the ambassador, or the consul to Los Angeles from Japan, became a good friend, and I think he maneuvered. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was my feeling, mm-hmm. because I think there were other people that, you know, certainly were deserving of it, too. Mm-hmm. But
well, I think Bob and President Reagan, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he got another award that Margaret Thatcher got, too.
Oh, really?
Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher. And who was that from?
That was something in Los Angeles. I think it was, I can't remember what.
Well, I've seen a picture of Bob and Pat Brown and the governor and several other dignitaries on an airplane. Do you remember that? Where was he going?
Oh, yes. That was, I told you about my friend Bobby in the desert, her husband, Bill Cole, was a pilot for Western Airlines, and in those days, the pilot, I mean, you could take anybody on, or a dog, or a, you know, anybody. And so Bob asked him if he would charter this flight. I mean, it was like a charter flight for Pat Brown. It was a political thing that the gas company was helping Pat Brown. And so that's what that picture is. I don't know where you saw that.
I saw it rummaging through your drawers. No. I saw it one day you had some pictures out. And then you told me that you knew Bernice Brown, too.
Oh, yeah. That was Pat's wife, Jerry's mother. I can't say I knew her. I went to lunch one day, and she was there. A mutual friend took us. We were at the art museum in Los Angeles and went across the street. There was a good restaurant across the street back in those days. Mm-hmm. But they also had valet parking at this restaurant where the rest of us parked. Mm-hmm. But Bernice parked on the street with a meter and then asked
to
us
save money
for coins to go and put in the meter for her. Oh my gosh.
Well, we know where her son got it, right?
Yeah.
Save a little air.
Oh my gosh.
Not all bad. Yeah. And you went also to South Africa, right?
Yes. That was a fabulous trip. That was with the Fluor Corporation. Our friends, Dave Tappan, ran Fluor. He was the head of Fluor. And they were doing a coal gasification plant in South. No, they. Fluor had built a coal gasification plant in South Africa. And so that was a way that Bob and several other gas company people could go legitimately, I guess. And so it was fabulous. They, at that time, Fluor had a 727 outfitted like Air Force One. I mean, it's incredible. China, silver, you know, the whole area. And there were 11 of us on board. And the sleeping, I think about this when, like, Trump and other people are flying all over the world, and you say, how do they do it? Well, I know how they do it, because if you can sleep on a plane going, you're going to be pretty refreshed when you get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was really special. And I think that was 10 days.
Wow. Did you go on safari and stuff when you were there?
We did, but it was Kruger Park in Johannesburg, and to me it was a huge disappointment because it was like going to the zoo. Not really. It was a lot better than that. But I had been to Africa a few years before that and saw the real migrations of animals, so I was a little bored at watching one tufted elephant. You know.
Tell me about that trip who you went with and on the trip. Denmark, when you went with Joe
and Esther Dendel.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was in 1973. And during the years that we had lived at the beach, those 2 years, I was so bored I had to take classes and things. And so one of them was in mosaics with the Dendels, never dreaming that I'd, you know, ever see them again after we moved away.
And where was their studio? They had a studio in a house they were building, right?
Right. The studio was in the house, or right next door to it, on 16th Street in Costa Mesa.
Uh-huh.
It's still there. The people that bought it from them after they died are still there. Anyway, in September of 72, we moved to Newport permanently, and I was in the middle of packing when the mail came and I got this brochure about this trip to Africa with them. I had read some of Esther's books and I just thought, oh my gosh, I've got to go to Africa.
And what was her book about? What, Esther's book?
Well, they met in Africa. She and Joe met there, and so it was about that, and it was about the everyday life of...
Didn't she live... I remember reading her book. Didn't she live on a rubber plantation?
Yes, he did, too.
Okay.
He was a manager of a rubber plantation, and she was married to another manager of a rubber plantation, and they met somehow. And years later, married and continued to live there. And her books were so wonderful. I just thought, oh my gosh, to go to Africa with her would be so fabulous, which it was. Anyway, we were in the process of moving, and the trip was in January, right after we had moved in September, so I thought we couldn't go. I couldn't go. Anyway, Bob said go for it, because he knew how much they meant to me. And so I didn't have a lot of money. I needed to have a roommate. So I called Joe, and he said, we've got somebody I think will work for you. She's still one of my best friends.
Cindy.
Cindy lives in Houston. I can't even imagine. After that trip, I couldn't imagine spending 3 weeks with anybody else. Especially you guys. Yeah. She put up with me, but she added so much. She has such a fabulous sense of humor that
Cindy is also an artist in her own right.
Fabulous artist.
And she does what, machine embroidery?
Machine embroidery that is just to die for.
Yeah. I've seen some of her things. They're wonderful. So where did you go on that trip?
We started in Ethiopia. Actually, we hit Greece first, and then went on to Ethiopia.
Now, had you traveled by yourself before?
No. I'd never been out of the house before. So that was, I mean, everything was so new about that. Yeah. And Lalibela, Ethiopia is 14,000 feet, so there's a little, you know, little, woo is right.
A little gasping.
Fabulous. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes last, but yeah, it was about those churches, which are, I mean, I just gobbled it up. It was wonderful. I couldn't tell you how many days we were there. We were gone a total of 3 weeks. And from there, we went to Kenya, then into Tanzania, where the real animals are. And, that was just so wonderful. Yeah. And then got on a bus and went right across the equator to every one of those countries. Oh, no, we flew from Kenya to Nigeria. That was a cultural
big surprise
setback, yeah, because Kenya is very civilized and modern, and anyway, that really was something. And then by bus from there to each Togo, Dahomey,
wow,
I forget the names, Benin.
This is very shortly after independence in Nigeria.
Yeah. And came out at Ghana.
Now, what were you looking at and studying when you're like, we're in Nigeria?
Well, Nigeria was the same as all the rest. The whole thing was, first of all, study the people. Mm-hmm. And the Dendels knew a lot of people. Yeah. So we went into people's homes in different countries, different areas. And, but to study the crafts and things that they did. Craft has a bad name, which it should not.
Yeah, folk art.
So that was really interesting. Leaving Nigeria, I thought we weren't going to get out with our lives because we had dyed fabrics. So they let us keep it, but they stamped them. I came along with. I was lucky I was behind a couple of people so that by the time they got to me, they were tired of.
They stamped the whole lot.
Yeah, they made everybody open their suitcases.
And so they just went through.
Just to ruin the fabric. Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Why, I don't know, but just honoriness, I guess.
Yeah. Huh.
But, anyway.
So go back to the travels you and Bob did. You went to. How did he get involved? He was a volunteer at the Japanese Cultural Center in L.A.?
Well, his job, by the time he became president, he had already been involved with a lot of the different ethnic groups in Los Angeles. And everything from Hispanic to Japanese to Chinese to, there's a list a mile long. And at the time when he was president, the man who had been president was then chairman, and he chose, he decided that what he wanted to do was the American Gas Association because he could be the big man.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bob says, okay, I'll take the community, which was what he really wanted anyway. Well, that was way better because we got to do all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I know you told me one time that the tree in front of it is from in front of the Japanese Cultural Center.
Oh, I don't know where they put it. It's in the patio.
It's in the patio, but it's from your house.
It was a magnolia tree that we had in our patio on Lido, yes.
Yeah. And you took it up there and put it in the, they put it in the patio of the Japanese Cultural Center.
Yeah, so it must be huge by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then tell me about when Julie met Chuck, and I remember the Chuck and the other two men that spoke at Bob's funeral, and how that really kind of gave you an idea of the diversity of Bob and who Bob was, because Chuck was one, Julie's husband.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that?
Well, another one was Rufus McKinney.
Yeah.
Who. Was the one of the lawyers for the for Pacific Enterprises, the corporate.
Mm-hmm.
He still is my good friend in he and his wife live in Bethesda. And he moved to Washington as a lobbyist for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then retired.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Bill Wood, who was, he was Bob's boss at the end and worked for Bob in the beginning. I mean, but he was the chairman of Pacific Enterprises, which became Sempra Energy.
But tell me, or just talk about what Rufus said. I thought that was... in those days, Bob hired Rufus, and Rufus was a black man, and there weren't anybody in the gas company that looked like him, and he was hiring him for a pretty important job. And
yeah, I don't remember, do you remember what he said.
Probably
I don't
not, because
what he
yeah.
said.
But he said that he felt it took a lot of courage for Bob to do what he did, and he was grateful that he gave him a chance. And he obviously was very, you know, worthy of the chance.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then you had the Chinese couple from Hawaii that you traveled with. Didn't he speak too?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's a lot of speakers. That's Howard, and he's still living. His wife has died.
Oh,
since.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
But we had a wonderful trip after everybody retired for 5 weeks. We traveled France together.
Howard and his wife.
And Bob and I.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. That
and
was great.
Did Howard work for the gas company?
He was the head of the gas company in Honolulu is how we met him in the first
okay.
place.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So because the gas association, you know, there was Pacific Coast Gas Association, and we get together with, and that's where we met them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the American Gas Association, and you meet people from all over the country.
Mm-hmm. And Marilyn always had these beautiful gowns that she wore that she made. That I remember one that was navy blue and magenta, and it was all beaded on the top, and you did all the beading to match.
Oh, I call that my costume.
That was beautiful.
That was made from a Japanese obi.
Yeah.
And that came about because I saw this Japanese designer at Left Bank Fabric, where I lived practically. Yeah, that was fun. I still have that dress.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That costume.
It was great. And now you sold your house. The house right before Bob passed away, and you would live in a condo now, a big condo. And you have lots of your favorite Japanese things there.
I do, and I love Asian things.
Yeah.
And now I have Asians in my family, which is wonderful. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is. And tell me a little bit about Julie.
What about her?
Well, she's lovely. She's bright.
She's an artist.
She was a lawyer. She took up painting after she retired from the law.
Like Bob did.
Yeah. And she's loving it, but she's so busy that she, you know, she's working herself into a, I don't know what. But she has workshops and
wow,
and teaches classes besides.
Good for her, yeah. And then tell me about Gray.
Well, he's working at Orange County Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
As he's not a ranger, but he wears a uniform that looks like a ranger. Mm-hmm. And he, I don't know what all he does, but I think the ranger duties, which is just his dream job.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to ride a mountain bike on mountain trails. I mean, you know, what more could you ask for?
And he's married to Kenna, and they have darling little beautiful Kai.
Kai was six.
Yeah. And then Emily and Will live in Alhambra.
And they have two little girls.
Quinny,
who is 3.5, and Shay, who is 1,
mm-hmm,
who's going to hold her own,
mm-hmm,
against Quinny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting.
It sure is.
And what does Will do?
He's in the fashion business also. He and Emily both are in the fashion, mm-hmm, business. He works for a shoe company, or a company that makes shoes, I guess I should say. He just got back from Turkey.
Oh, wow.
And one of the pictures that he sent was looking at skins, you know, a whole,
mm-hmm,
hanging rod. Of, so I don't know if he was on a buying trip or what exactly. But
okay, to end this, tell us what you've learned about life.
Oh, my God.
What would you tell your grandkids that would be the most important thing for them to take on as a legacy from you and Bob?
I think to be hopeful and optimistic and positive has been my outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Respectful, civil, patient. I feel so blessed to have lived during the time that I've lived and had the friends that I've had and my family and my husband. And I just think, oh, wow.
I think they reflect you, all of those people.
Well, thank you.
I think the kindness and the, mm-hmm, interest and curiosity you have is amazing.
Well, I don't know. One brings on another, I think. And, mm-hmm, it's, I know if I'm angry, which I can get, it comes back to me, and I don't like that. So, mm-hmm, it's a whole lot easier
karma,
not to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, I just feel very fortunate and blessed.
And so does everybody that knows you.
Well, thank you. Wow.
Anything else you'd like to add to?
No, I don't.
Because your whole family is very creative. I mean, you do your sewing and other things. And Julie and Bob was a watercolor.
Well, he could do anything mechanically, too. In fact, Gray still says, oh, yeah, Grandpa taught me that. When Grandpa, you know, he didn't have anything to do with it. But he did, he spent a lot of time with him when he was growing up.
Yes, he did.
He taught him how to think through a problem, which is so important.
Yes. And he took him camping a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hiking. He even took our kids camping, our grandkids camping. Yeah. He was a special guy, and so was Marilyn, a special lady.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Hey there.
How
hey
long
there.
Was that? That was seemed like
45 minutes.
An hour.
You did well. It was great.
Yeah.
Very natural. Got all the information we need to blackmail you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yes, and because count on us doing that.
I know you will, because I know
we're
you're
doing
tired.
Well. We're ready to start the next one.
All right. So let us.
Okay.
So.
But you over there, I think.
Okay, that's fine. Why don't you guys come out first and get some air, and we might be able to move into the bigger.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Which
nice.
Will give you more space.
That'd be fun.
That'd be nice.
I like that little room.